A huge thing we need to be focusing a lot is mental health in the workplace. And sadly, from time to time, doesn't get quite the kudos it does deserve. We're having a look at that this morning with the Hunter Institute of Mental Health Director, Jaylee Sheehan. Good morning, Jaylee. Why do you think is it that mental health still is not doesn't quite get the, you know, get what it needs?
Look, I think there's been some great improvements probably in the last 5 years or so in terms of thinking about all the different kind of domains of everyday life, and so the places where we work, the places where we study and live and play, and the opportunities for us to be using those environments to think about how to improve our mental health and well-being, but also to have thinking about ways of picking up early if people are experiencing problems with their mental health and supporting them to get to supports and also treatments for that. And so obviously the workplace where most of us spend our time is a great opportunity for us to put a bit more focus on mental health and well-being.
Jaylee, I've got a bit of a theory. Like if you've got a broken arm or something, or you've got a something wrong with you like that, everyone can see it, it's visible. But when it's mental health, you can't really see what's going on. So is there still a little bit of a stereotype that, oh, come on, mate, just get over it and get on with it type of thing?
Look, a little bit. And I think it is easier for people to see a broken arm or to see if someone's got the flu, or for someone like me who's got a bit of a dodgy voice at the moment.
Mind you, Jaylee, I've got to say that I've got a broken finger at the moment and I'm getting no sympathy from anybody, so maybe my theory's gone.
But I think sometimes too, when people are experiencing changes in their mental health and well-being, where someone is struggling perhaps with some of the early signs and symptoms of mental illness, then it can be a little bit harder, not only for other people to pick up, but also for the person themselves. Mm-hmm. But what I'll often say to people when I'm doing training around mental health is that, have you ever had that feeling in your gut that something wasn't quite right, either with yourself or for somebody that you interact with in the workplace every single day? And often people get that early. They kind of get that early indication that something might have shifted or something might have changed for someone. But because it isn't as easy to talk about or isn't as obvious as, say, a broken leg or somebody having a cold, that the conversations actually get started a lot later.
Jaylee, there is something that you're on top of at the moment, an e-health intervention, and that's going to be targeting small businesses. Can you just run us through what that is all about and, of course, why we're focusing on small business with this to start with?
Yeah, absolutely. We've just been lucky enough to get a $1.1 million grant from the iCare Foundation in New South Wales to strategically have a look at the mental health and well-being of small business owners and workers in New South Wales. This is fantastic because while there's been much more attention given to workplace mental health programs, particularly in the last sort of 5 to 10 years, all of those have been pretty much targeting large businesses and large workplaces that have policies and procedures, HR departments, work health and safety coordinators, perhaps EAP programs, supervisors and managers to train. But we know that almost 98% of businesses in New South Wales are actually small businesses. Mm. And those kinds of strategies are not fit for purpose for many small businesses. And particularly when many small businesses are owner-operators. We've got people in the transport industry, we've got people in trades, in other kinds of industries that are pretty much working on their own.
I guess as well, maybe the thought that's just crossed my mind is when larger corporations, I've worked in bigger places where if somebody is off work even for a while, it's not the end of the world because that work kind of just fits into somebody else's day fairly seamlessly. Small businesses, if somebody leaves, even on holidays or a couple of days sick leave, the whole place seems to panic because, oh, so-and-so's away, how's it going to get done? And there particularly could be some pressure, even if it's only felt by that person, I need to be at work, I need to make sure that I'm doing my bit.
Absolutely. It's certainly the thing that we've heard, particularly from small business owners or people where they are the only employee in the business, that we know that small business owners tend to work through illness and injury, less likely to take time off work, and probably less likely also to access treatments and supports for their health and also for their mental health, particularly given that often those services operate 9 to 5 mean taking time away from the business to get that kind of support or to get a further education or to get treatment and support for a particular issue. And so what we really want to be able to do with this grant from the iCare Foundation is work really closely with small business and co-design potentially an e-health intervention that would allow them to get good information and supports, also to get access to evidence-based programs around sleep, nutrition, stress management, a whole range of those issues, plus also get immediate online access to treatment programs for common mental health conditions like anxiety, depression and substance use disorders.
Jaylee, good luck with everything. Hopefully we can see some trends change as well and people get the help they need. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Absolutely, and love to come back and chat to you when we're up and running.
Oh, we'd love to hear you come back and find some data when it's all up and running for a while. From the Hunter Institute of Mental Health, the director, Jaylee Scalin, joining us this morning here at 2NURFM 103.7.